Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for every opportunity of worship, for this experience tonight, which is ours. How we thank Thee for all who join us, those here in the auditorium and those out on the highways or in the homes, wherever they are. We just pray that Thy blessings may be upon each person, that there may be something said or done that will inspire and bless each life. We pray that through the guidance of Thy Holy Spirit, that Thou would lead us to find some marvelous truth that will lead us this week to give God the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Join us now as we sing hymn 489. All four stanzas of 489, America the Beautiful. Service on this a beautiful holiday weekend. Weatherman says it may not be so beautiful long, but it has been beautiful today. We'd like to welcome our visitors and our congregation at this time. I see we do have some. If you're visiting with us at our service tonight, would you please raise your hand and keep them up until our ushers can find you and give you a visitor's card that we'll ask you to fill out. We may have a record of your visit with us. We'd like to make a special welcome to those who are listening to us by way of radio over WXRI-FM. On this holiday weekend, we trust that you've joined us for worship here at South Norfolk Baptist Church. I call your attention to your bulletin at this time for a few announcements. Wednesday evening at 6:30, our Sunday School Council will hold their monthly meeting. As you know, we are making plans for our upcoming new year in October, so we need the attention of all of our Sunday School Department directors and general officers at 6:30 this Wednesday evening here at the church for a Sunday School Council meeting. And immediately following that, we'll meet for our midweek prayer service in the auditorium. We trust that each of you are praying for our church and will come and share your concerns and concerns of those who are in our church on Wednesday evening at 7:30. You see listed in your bulletin a very important announcement concerning our Youth Activities Week. We'll be beginning next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock with, we'll be studying a 5-session unit on the family and where the youth are in the family. We'll be beginning each evening, Monday through Thursday at 6:30, with Bible study first and then a period of recreation afterwards. So we call this to attention of all of the parents of our youth as well as our youth to be in prayer for this week, July 9th through the 15th. We'll conclude this week with by attending our church picnic at the Anchor, which will be July 15th. Our youth will be there to welcome you there that day for our church picnic on July the 15th. I'm sure you want to put this on your calendar. I'm sure you already have. But we'd like to stress to our youth that this is a time of Bible study first and then recreation, not the other way around. We're stressing the part. We have three what we consider very fine teachers from our own congregation who will be helping us in this Youth Activities Week. So we want to bring this to your attention tonight. There was made an announcement this morning concerning our associational missions offering. If you haven't had a chance to give in this effort, we urge you to do so as soon as possible to support our own Norfolk Baptist Association and the work that it does here in our own area. We had listed for us several of the ministers this morning. They are numerous, and we'd like for you to consider this when you give your offering and make it a sacrificial offering to the work of our Norfolk Baptist Association. Once again, we're glad that you joined us. I'll ask you to turn in your hymnals to 483. Hymn number 483, we'll sing the first, second, and last stanzas of When We All Get to Heaven. Number 412. We'll sing the first and last stanzas of Onward, Christian Soldier. conclude our song service using 465. Hymn number 465. We'll sing the first and last stanzas of God of Grace and God of Glory.
I invite you to get your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Philippians, Philippians chapter 3. This memorable, wonderful little book we've been studying on Sunday evenings, and how rich it is. And tonight we come to chapter 3, verse 16 through 21. This has been a grand and a glorious day, and just before I read this scripture, I'd like to make an important announcement. Next Sunday morning, our missionary, Brother Mark Alexander, Jr., will be preaching for us. He just arrived yesterday, fresh from Argentina. I don't know how fresh he is after all that overnight ride, But anyhow, he's visiting tonight in our service, he and his wife. And if you haven't had the chance to speak to them today, I'd like for you to do that. We are really proud that we have a missionary in our church, one of our own members, and his father and mother and family, been members of our congregation for many years. And we thank God for his daddy as well, because he's been a deacon and served as a Sunday school teacher and worker. So many different ways in the ongoing of this church of ours, South Norfolk Baptist. And we're just delighted that they're back, and we trust that you'll be prayerful and come next Sunday morning, bring your friends, tell all of your neighbors about it, and let's just have a wonderful day as we welcome our missionary home and as we receive his message. I know that God has worked many, many wonderful things for them. We pray for them daily, and I'm certain that you'll want to be here and share in the spiritual uplift. You know, it's always great. This was one of the things that Paul found delight in. He'd go out on the mission field, and then when he returned, the scriptures tell us that Luke magnified it so well, he said, and the missionaries returned and told all that God had done through them and with them. And so you come and hear this fresh experience next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. They'll be here. So you be praying for this, and you be sure to be here. Now let me read for you the scripture we've chosen for tonight. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. And may God add his richest blessing to his word this evening. Would you pause with me for a moment of prayer now? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank thee tonight for the scripture, the word of God, which is so clear and wonderful. It gives us instruction, and we are grateful for the instruction we receive here tonight in thy word, that God has promised us that one day these bodies of ours will be changed into a glorious body. We are thankful tonight for the wonderful hope which we find placed before us through the inspiration that thou didst give the Apostle Paul. Now, as we fellowship together this evening, may somehow the music and the sermon and all of these moments spent together enrich us. If there are those tonight, our Father, who join us, who have problems or burdens, some may be sick or ill or suffering, some may be troubled by loneliness, some may be in distress in some way or form. There may be some anxiety in their hearts. We would pray tonight that our Lord Jesus might be present in their lives and help them to know that they're not forgotten, that God never forgets anyone he has so promised. And then, our Father, for those who have great and grave decisions to make in life, we pray thy leadership, that thy Spirit may so instruct. Now lead us in this service this evening, and may God get the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Offertory hymns, hymn 450. Hymn number 450, we'll stand and sing the first, second, and last stanzas of From Ocean Unto Ocean.
Thank you.
Father, we thank Thee for every opportunity of sharing, for all the provisions You've made for us. Every need in life that we have found that Thou art able to give even abundantly to us. Now bless our gifts to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
have a question for you. Are you a hard man to follow? This is one of the first Christian books ever written that we are thinking about in the book of Philippians. And Paul wrote this to a church. He had been called to Troas, you know, in the dream at night, the Macedonian call, come over and help us. And so Paul goes over to this little city, a miniature of Rome. And here at Philippi, he has his first convert, a woman by the name of Lydia. She's a very energetic woman, a businesswoman. And they were down by the riverside having a prayer meeting. And Paul went and talked to them, and she believed. And then, of course, Paul had some problems, and they put him in jail in Philippi. He was arrested. And at last, he was released. And so Paul had some problems along the way. And then when he came to write a letter back to these Philippians, he had a problem down in Rome because he couldn't get someone to make the trip. And Epaphroditus was the man in chapter 2 that he selected. And he was the man, you remember, that almost died while he was there, quite ill. And Paul told them to receive him back to the church with honor. And then in chapter 3, just to give you the background of it, we remember that Paul learns how to count. In verse 7, he says, I have learned how to count all things lost for Christ. He learns how to count. In verse 13 of chapter 2, he says this, for it is God which worketh in us to do well his pleasure. And in verse 13 of chapter 3, I read, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this you know, once in a while you run upon a person who say that they are really it, you know. They are really like a little tin god. They really have it all and have all the answers. Now, Paul was not a man like that. Paul says, I have not, brethren, already attained or apprehended. He says, I'm still reaching out. You know, Martin Mueller, that German pastor who was in prison, who was first of all a U-boat commander and then finally became a minister, and he went face to face with Hitler and defied Hitler's program and plan and was sent to a concentration camp. And while he was there, he wrote a letter, and in that letter he said, I used to be a bearer of the gospel. Now the gospel bears me. I thought that was really something. And that's a parable of the Apostle Paul's life. That is exactly what Paul is saying. The gospel will bear you. And in verse 13, it should be translated, I am still not all I ought to be. You know, is there anyone here tonight who believes that he's all he ought to be? Many years ago in Spain, they had a motto stamped on their coins. It was great pillars with Hercules and the words inscribed, nothing beyond. Now that stayed there until Columbus sailed to America and across the ocean and discovered there were other lands. And so when he came back and returned, they changed the motto.